Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
See the cartoon? Thing's freaking hilarious. But I don't know if it's like, is it offensive?
It's just it's madness.
Very sorry to hear that, Ozzy. Can I get you something to eat, like a banana and maybe a big long cucumber if you like greens?
What's up, everyone? I am going solo today. Solo. Sometimes I like being solo. Sometimes. It's nice to have others around, but sometimes it's nice to be solo. And this is a rare occurrence, too. My wife is out of town. Kids are in school. And I've got, you know what? I know this sounds crazy, but I still feel like a child. You know, remember when you're in high school and, or any school, and you get to stay home, either you faked being sick or you just, for whatever reason, you had the house to yourself. Wasn't that kind of really awesome feeling? I can honestly say, I don't think that feeling ever goes away. Because even now, and even though I'm only gonna be alone for probably, I don't know, maybe 2-3 more hours, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do myself. I just don't know what to do. It's like I want to do something, but people work. I want to hang out with people, but, what am I going to do? Anyway, doesn't matter. So, let me tell you where life's at for me. First of all, my mom. Let's start with my mom. My mom's going to be 91 this year, and she is on the outs. She physically is a train wreck. I got her at this place where, and it's assisted living, but when it's assisted living means they kind of help you with stuff, but she's at the point where she needs a nursing home. She can't really feed herself. She falls all the time because she doesn't have people watching her. So her whole body leans to one side. She's got the leaning over the chair, blind in one eye, just barely looking up. And I think she's starting to give up. I'll tell you what, man. I've learned so much about life watching my parents age. And I'm lucky that I got to have that. I'm completely blessed that I got both my parents to last to at least that I'm 40. And I'm going to be 50 in June. But I tell you what, I get the whole, like, wanting to take yourself out when you're older. I honestly don't know if I want my kids to go through watching me reach the point where I just cannot take care of myself. And I truly wonder, no one in life ever wants to end life. No one wants to do that, but I honestly, when you, the emotions you go through watching a parent or anyone reach that point where they just can't take care of someone, it beats the living snot out of you. Emotionally, physically, my face is numb every day. You know, my wife freaks out, thinks I need to go to the doctor, but I'm not even kidding you. My face is numb, like near my eyes and my jaw and my right side of my face. I used to get these things called cluster headaches, which are strictly from tension. They prove it's stress. And I don't know, the older I get, the more I really just want to walk away from everything. I know this, I'm not going to be all sappy this whole time, okay? I'm just talking, I need to vent. Just pretend you people are my therapist, all right? And I just came in the room and I'm not paying you anything, but I just need to vent. You know, I don't know. I think I don't know. And I started thinking about, my God, if I'd write a letter, I'd set everything up for my, you know, I do it on stage where I talk about when I pass away, I want my corpse stuck in a cannon and shot out over a lake or something. And then I want, as my friend Larry would say, I want my smoke to say, see ya. Which would be entertaining. But, I don't know. When you see people wasting away, when you dealt with mortality, whether it's someone close to you, a relative, a best friend, or whatever, you definitely have a tighter grasp on life and what's real and what's truly important and what's silly and what really doesn't matter. And, you know, I have a beautiful home. I have a couple acres. Not like farm, but I have like 3 acres. I got a trampoline in my yard. Makes me successful. A pool. And it's another thing. I keep wanting to redo stuff in my yard and it just always costs money. And there really is a part of me that goes, my kids had a great upbringing here, and they still do. My youngest one is 12, but I would rather live in a tiny house where everyone's kind of on top of each other and use my money to, like we have, go on great vacations and relax more in life and spend more time being able to enjoy each other and life in general. Just, and don't get me wrong, I have a great freaking life. I see my mom and I know she's on the out soon. So, and I see the way she's going down. It's like watching a guy get beat down and there's just nothing you could do about it, but just sit there. It's like when the lion grabs the gazelle and you kind of, you're like, come on, man. It's just a bit, it's just, there's nothing you could do but just watch it get gobbled up. That becomes part of life when you watch the elderly hit a point where they just start getting gobbled up. And I tell you, every minute I think about, oh my God, let me go try to see her. And then she's so physically incapable of doing anything, I have to physically lift her up, put her in the car. She's dead weight. And then when she's in the car, she leans all the way over to like the driver's side. So I have to kind of push her up, and she don't have the strength to hold herself up. It's pretty harsh. And I keep upbeat and light about the whole thing, but it's definitely a wear and tear. And then that's another thing. My dad, he saw really, really, really horror stuff. I can only imagine. He never complained his whole life. Never, ever complained about anything. And my dad, you know, he said something before he passed away, and I wanted to get so much information out of him as time went on. And I did it in the documentary More Than Me, which I gotta say, thank you, AARP, the whole Association for Caregivers. If you haven't seen that video, check it out. And it's a whole caregivers association, and they used that documentary, and I went and did comedy for them, and it's an amazing thing. It really is. But in that documentary, More Than Me, where I got to travel with him, and you got to see how funny my dad really was. And Lou knows. Lou hung time with my father.
It's an open-ass party. I'm in.
He said something that still rocks my world. And I said, Dad, don't you think there's something, some kind of energy, some kind of spirit, something that we go to? And he just went, nah. You die, you leave, and then people eventually forget about you. I was like, oh, God. And even if, you know, whether I believe that or you believe that or anyone believes that, the thought that that's how you feel at that age, you busted your ass your whole life. You do the right thing, or what you feel is the right thing, your whole life. You raise your kids, you go fight in a war. You have no mother growing up. You just always, you could have been a maniac. Could have used life's bad experiences as an excuse to go out and wreak havoc. But you always did the right thing. And you reach a point in life where you're like, you know what? It's whatever. No one's going to remember any of this. Like, oh, wow. Wow. And the reason why I think that is because here I have my mom, and she's maybe 11 miles from my house, and she has granddaughters maybe 10, 11 miles from my house, another daughter, my sister, and nobody visits her. Nobody visits her. So she's at the last year or two where unless I go and actually see my mother and take her out for the times I'm not on the road and the times I'm not on the road and not, you know, then I'm missing my family and depriving my three girls and my wife and my close circle and then that I created in life. And I go, oh my God, let's go get mom. And my wife's really good at that. Let's go get your mother. Come on, she's been sitting there. But unless that happens, she just sits at a place and just stares out a window with nobody coming to see her. What a, God, can't we come up with a better system? Isn't there? And the help, let me tell you about the help. If you got elderly and you're looking at places, you better really start thinking about that, because as much as they have the best help, there is some great help. You're gonna have to pay through your snot holes to get really good help, because quite frankly, from my experience, most help in the elderly places, they could care less. They can care less. It's a job. It's a paycheck. And I can't say that for every place, nor will I say it for the place where my mom is at. But yeah, there are people in those places, and I'm sure at my mom's place. I don't want to throw any of them under the. But you know, there was a time when I showed up there, and you know, she smelled like piss. Your mother smells like piss, and when they smell like, and when they're sitting in their own piss, they get a UTI, which is a urinary tract infection, and then they start tripping, and they're bugged out for 2-3 weeks, and like they're constantly hallucinating. And when I went there, and then I went to go get her changed, and the lady is in her room watching television, hiding in her room watching television.
So there you are, Tubby. Ah. Look like a bucket of lard on a bad day.
So I don't know. Again, I'm just venting. I don't know if this is a midlife crisis. I don't know what's going on. I'm all over the place. But yeah, this was seeing my mom like that really bugged me out. It really bugged. I made a video, a Facebook video, the one day I had her, and you can see me just putting her in the car. And you can see it just, I have other videos. I think they're too rough to put out there. People are like, oh, whoa, dude, what are you dragging around a wet dog that can't move? Like, what is that? That's what's going on in the personal life. And I'm just, you know, my wife and I are talking. I went, "Honey, what are we doing? What are we?" Yeah, my youngest one is 12. If she's, I'm ready. When she graduates, I already got my eye on getting out of here. What's wrong with being bored? Seriously, I'm tired of being on the gerbil wheel. I feel like, don't we all feel like we just work just to do what? To buy things? I don't know.
Yeah, well, at least your dick don't hurt.
I should be hiking or something. I don't know why I'm doing this right. I'm all alone. I finally have freedom. And this is where my head's at? This is what's going on? All I'm going to say is thank you, people, for this therapy session. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
About as funny as a fart in church.
Keep the emails coming, too. They're very helpful. TheMetalMe.com. I also got this thing. You know, Bats, Balls, and Brew. Check it out. Bats, Balls, and Brew. B-R-E-U. Bats, Balls, and Brew. If you like any sport, whatever sport, you want to do a recap for your team, put it on there. I want to create the coolest, greatest thing that eventually be run by fans, completely by fans of their team. I have such a cool vision for this thing. It's to the point where when I started doing the Met recaps, I would start seeing people from, they would respond on my Facebook. And to the point where I started becoming friends with some of them. And I actually just booked Atlanta. I'm playing Athens, Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I'm playing Knoxville, Tennessee, but I took that Thursday off so I can go see the Mets versus the Braves in Atlanta, and I purposely booked this whole gig for my good friend Donnie Cleary, who all started from those baseball recaps. It is such a cool thing, and I said, let's go to a game together. Let's go see Mets Braves and we'll do recaps together. And so I saw them when the Mets are playing the Braves, boom, May 3rd. They're playing like May 1st through the 4th. So May 3rd, which is a Thursday, the Mets Braves have the day off. I mean, I have the day off, but it's a day game. And me and this Brave fan that I met that's seen me now a bunch of times, we're going to go there. I'm meeting a Seattle fan. We're going to go to a Mets-Seattle ball game. I'm meeting a St. Louis fan. We're going to go to the Mets-St. Louis. I haven't met a Washington Nationals fan, though. I haven't really hooked up one of them. I don't know if I want to. It's too sensitive for me right now. Too sensitive.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But anyway, thanks for listening to all this stuff. So this year, I got some, the band thing. I want to tell you about the band thing going on. I started making videos, and they're really funny. So check this out. When I go out, I'm going to be doing comedy and the music. And the music is going to have videos that intro songs. So I just filmed an intro for "He's Gonna Be a Dick Tonight." Lou, can we get a little bit of "He's Gonna Be a Dick Tonight"? What I want to do, instead of making a whole video, which eventually I do, videos are a lot of money. They're between like $5,000 and $20,000, which, quite frankly, I just don't have. And the record label doesn't have that money to dish out. So instead of making a whole video, I'm going to have to take time to make that video. However, I have a great vision for that video. But I made a pre-video. So in other words, just picture yourself. You come on the show, right? And I just finished a story or a stand-up, a little stand-up seven-minute piece. Everyone's laughing, ha-ha. Now the lights go dark and the screens that are up on stage now show a short, funny video of the actual dick that... So, I grew up with this guy. He's freaking hilarious. He's not really a... He's not a dick, but once in a while, he'll do... He's more of a... I don't know. How do you describe him? He's more like an insulter. But he's freaking hilarious. He's a pisser. I've never laughed so hard in my life. I've known him my whole life. My friend Gene. And to this day... Matter of fact, when I go away on a trip and they're going to front extra money for crew, I bring Gene. And why? He's my entertainment. He's my friendship, and he's the one that makes me belly freaking laugh. So we had him come to the house.
You know, he's like, yeah, I'll totally figure it. I'll take off work. I'll come out there.
You know, so he comes out, and we had him. He did this scene where he stumbles out of a bar, and he starts hitting on a pregnant chick. It's freaking, it's priceless. And then he jumps on his bike. He's got a chick bike that he stole. And then he's riding through a neighborhood, blasting the neighborhood with Roman candles on his bike, drinking. You couldn't have written this any better, too. So the crew's coming over, and we're going to film Gene, the dick. And the dick is going to be driving down a really nice neighborhood, throwing empty beer cans on people's front lawns and just, you know, strolling through this really nice neighborhood. There's another. So what happens? I wake up and I'm waiting for the crew, and I notice there's a police car next door, like an actual police car. Like, oh, shoot. Now, here's the narcissist side of me and a very selfish side of me. For a split second, I saw, maybe there's something going on at the house. That wasn't my first thought. My first thought was like, oh my God, if I can get that cop to be in the video, to be chasing the dick, this would be huge. I didn't even want to go check on my neighbor to see what was going on. And then another cop car came. I was more concerned with how do I reel these guys in to be in my video. This is way more important than what's actually going down in that house. For the record, my neighbor's mom fell and smashed her face. She's fine. She's totally fine. Matter of fact, the neighbor came out when I was talking to the cops. This is how weaselly I was. I go walking outside, and all the cops know who I am and in town and stuff. And I go, hey, is everything all right? They're like, yeah, everything's totally cool. Everything's great. She fell down. Oh, man, did she break it? No. But we're just going to take the... And then my neighbor came out. She's like, she's fine. She's totally good. Da-da-da. And my neighbor talks a lot. So I was like, oh, no, she's going to talk and blow my chance, and the cops are going to leave while we're talking. But she didn't. She just came out and said hello, and we said hello to each other, and she's a great neighbor. And so... as she's walking back, I go, hey, listen, I know the answer is probably no, but I'm filming this video, and it's called He's Gonna Be a Dick Tonight. And they both instantly start giggling, and there's a whole film crew on my lawn. I go, it'd be really awesome if I can get you guys to, just maybe have the dick. You bring him to my house, or he's passed out in my lawn, and you're like, is this guy with, or you're sticking him in the back. And they were like, oh, no way. That has to come from and then one guy's like, yeah, no, I'm totally up for that. So so the other guy was like, this comes from the hierarchy and blah, 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 blah. So this is what we did. He goes to the end of my cul-de-sac, and I know he has to leave the cul-de-sac. So technically, I can't help it if they accidentally drive by and they get stuck in the video as they're driving by. You couldn't have written this any better, okay? Gonna be a dick tonight. Here's the dick. Here's the scene. I swear you couldn't have written this any better. And it's all on film. And I can't wait for you to see this. So all you see is in camera. I go, Gene, get on the bike. We're all like, get on the bike. And, you know, with the beers in the background. And just go to the cul-de-sac. And just before the cop goes past street, just start booking it right in front of him. So the cop goes in the street. Gene goes in the block with the bike. And all of a sudden, the cop turns around. He's getting ready to leave the neighborhood. And Gene is booking it, right? So he comes, and he's got this Hawaiian shirt, and it's frailing in the wind with these shorts. And he's got a girl's bike with a whole six-pack on the back. And as he rides by, like a beer can falls. He didn't knock it off. It just naturally fell. And then literally a half a second later, the cop car goes whizzing by and it looks exactly like he's chasing him. And then this is the topper. As the cop car goes by, you see a lone beer can just rolling in a perfect straight line following the two of them. We tried so hard not to belly laugh as we watched this thing. Like, you couldn't have written that in a movie scene if you wanted that. You couldn't have perfectly had some stunt guy going, "All right, action, Gene, let's get the dick going down the street and action. Okay, cop car, all right, grab the beer can, roll it in the frame. Ah, damn it, didn't roll straight. Let's do it again. Cut, turn around, let's do it again." It was freaking amazing. We have some really good shots. We also did Raising Teenage Girls, which is kind of, it's a funny concept too. So long story short, which by the way, have you ever seen Bad Boys? I think it was Bad Boys 2. The Bad Boys 2, when the boyfriend shows up for Martin Lawrence's daughter to go out on a date. You know, those are the times when I struggle for being... I'm not total family friendly but I don't curse or anything like that. But if you're going to go all out for the Raising Teenage Girls, the ultimate scene would be that scene. Lou, I don't know if we're allowed to do it, but that scene from Bad Boys.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Mr. Bennett. I'm Reggie.
What you doing here?
I came to take out Megan.
What?
I came to take out Megan.
How old are you?
15, Mr. Manhattan.
Motherfucker, you look 30.
It's basically when a boyfriend shows up and Martin Lawrence and Will Smith just drill this boyfriend at the... It's belly laughing freaking hilarious. It's freaking hilarious. But anyway, it was 15 years ago. That's the scene I would do. But what I did, again, this is the beginning of Raising Teenage Girls. Luby Doo, can we get the song Raising Teenage Girls? Thank you very much. So the Raising Teenage Girls. Basically, the whole beginning video is me trying to capture my daughter doing sneaky things. I know she's out sneaking trying to get high. I know she's sneaking with boys. I know she's sneaking around to create parties and blah, blah, blah. And the whole time, I'm just so close to catching her. Until finally she reveals she's been innocent the entire time. And I feel really guilty and bad that I've been such an overbearing parent and shouldn't have done. And I gotta say, my daughter's a natural. My oldest daughter was a freaking natural during this. She did some job. And then the funniest part is when I finally go in to bed at the end of the night and I go into her room and I say, you know, "Hun, I'm so sorry that I haven't trusted you. You're a great person. You're a great kid. And you deserve more. And I'm just, you know, you're going to college," which she is going to college. And we'll get into that too. But maybe that's part of my whole thing too. I'm losing one of the kids, and maybe that's part of the whole midlife crisis thing.
"Oh, do you think so, doctor?"
And she's like, "Dad, you know, it's okay. I totally understand." And the minute I say goodnight, "I love you," and I shut the door, boom, she pops out of bed, throws a thing out the window, a ladder, and there's like a bunch of kids waiting for her outside the party. She's been playing me the whole time. So that's the raising teenage girls.
Last night was the best night of my existence.
Twilight?
You know, they're selling this movie like it's 1970s porn to like 12, 14-year-old kids. I don't know if you're aware of that. As a parent, that's what they're selling. All over MTV. It's like,
Twilight. Hey, all you 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. You like seeing good-looking boys that look like Matt Damon and the guy from 90210 with their shirts off? You do, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do. That's what we're marketing. And most of you want to get to go see us because there's a part of the movie where you get to see one of the guys' back. His naked back. Oh, yeah, I know. Shh, don't let your father see it. Don't let your father see it. It's such a good movie. It's so much emotion. Girls, you're about emotion, aren't you? Of course you are. Of course you are. Come see the new Twilight.
There's love going on in the water. Tracy Morgan could sum up that movie Breaking Dawn with one line. Hey, yo, this is Tracy Morgan, and I'm here for a quick review of the movie Twilight. And I'm going to wrap it up with one of my most famous sayings ever. Ever. Someone get pregnant. Oh, man. Somebody going to get pregnant in this movie. I won't give the whole movie away, but somebody get pregnant. The vampire up in that girl. My man got with the big crazy yellow eyes. Got that girl pregnant. She got a monster in that belly. Yeah. Everyone wants a part of that belly. The other Draculas. The Wolfmans. Somebody get pregnant.
So I'm sitting there watching this movie. And all I'm waiting for is this big, you know, soft porn scene. And Lou, play that music again. This is the whole Twilight movie. I'm warning all you parents. I would go see it. I would go see it. Just to see if you think your kid can handle some of these the images. It's all lovemaking, but it's this.
Are you sure that we're doing the right thing? I just don't want to bring you a place that I'll never forgive myself for bringing you there.
It's okay. It's okay. I want to go. Let's ask our father.
You know I'm your father, Becky.
I don't even know if that's her name. Becky? What's her name? Do you know her name, Lou?
It's Bella.
Bella.
Bella. I'm your father. I'm going to talk to the wolf, because I know you like him. He's like the young Matt Damon, the guy's outstanding actor. He's got great abs. Kids 12 and 13 are just going to be... Their lives are going to change after this visual.
But are you sure?
This is what you're going to do, babe, because it's just going to be different.
It is going to be different.
Of course it's going to be different, because you're going to get pregnant when you bring you in that water. He's going to bring you to the islands. He's going to bring you to Rio. Then they're going to get on a boat. Then they're going to bring you to bed. She's going to get all nervous, because she said, I ain't never make no love. But today, not that I'm making love, I'm making love with Dracula. And he gotta resist. And he tore that girl up, boy. Let me tell you something. He broke the bed. For real. You see it in the movie. He broke the bed. Left marks and all that. And at the end of the day, you know what happened to Bella? I won't give it away, but somebody gonna get pregnant.
Family Warrior. And Thrash, it did the beginning of Thrash, which came out really, really cool. I hope that kind of works out. It's me interacting with the crowd before the show starts. And that's one of those things where, Luby Doo, can you play Thrash? So that is... I did this whole thing, and I've been doing it my whole life. I used to do it at Senate Live, where I do a whole... I'm basically imitating Angus Young every time I've seen him in concert. Where, you know how, like, you ever been to a concert and the singer's like, give me a yeah, 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 or hey, I used to see Judas Priest and like, oh, 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 yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and then he introduced a song. But Angus Young, he would do that with his guitar. He's like, and. And you do the whole wimp, 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 and then go into this whole crazy running around like a maniac. So I remember I used to imitate it at SNL and Colin Quinn, like, wahaha, you should do that as a sketch. Oh my God, it's hilarious, bro. Bro, you should really dig about doing it. It's very fun. It's very brilliant. And I never actually did it, but I always knew it was funny. So I ended up doing it for the beginning of Thrash, where I'm going to be on the screens, and it's me talking to the audience, like, are you ready for the show? And hopefully they repeat what I'm doing. Because if they don't repeat what I'm doing, it's going to be the most awkward, weird, unfunny video you've ever seen to open up any show. It's just going to be awkward. People sitting there going, what is he doing? This is weird, man. Are we supposed to be interacting with him with the video? Like, is he gonna be doing this the whole show? What is he doing? So yeah, we did some videos, and it made me hopped up for the May shows in Peoria and Chicago, and I'm gonna be doing stand-up and rock on the range, and I'm gonna start to be booking more shows and where practice shows where we could do more of these videos. And then the Family Warrior video is really funny too. It's going to be like a mini sitcom. So that's what's going on in the musical world.
All right, well, my wife's about to come home, so I'm going to wrap things up because I no longer could be alone in the house and talk as loud as I want and sing as...
I just freaked the cats out big time.
Bad old putty cat.
All right, so next week I will talk to you then. We'll have some updates on life. Heading to Cleveland this week, and the following week I will be heading down to the Washington, D.C. area. Go to my website, theofficialjimbrewer.com, my Facebook page with like the 300,000 followers, and that's where I make my recap videos and other videos, and Twitter, and whatever, you know to look. Thanks for listening. Thank you. And you know what? Thank you for the therapy session today. Very well needed. We all need therapy. We all need each other. Thanks for listening. Down, close garage door.